The last one is قذف المحصنات المؤمنات الغافلات. To falsely accuse the believing females who are innocent of the sin you are accusing them of, primarily immorality. People today come out and say, that one is having an affair with this one is having an affair. What did you see? You just saw them talking together. What else did you see? You saw one message on the phone. What else did you see? And you know how far your accusation went? Subhanallah. I'm not condoning messages on the phones, but I'm telling you, if the Prophet says, be careful about accusing others of immorality, then you need to know it's a serious sin. It happened at the time of Rasulullah SAW. Surah An-Nur has in it verses that have clarified accusations against our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. That was not for nothing. Allah says, وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبَرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. The one who started all of it, the main man who was behind the accusation against Aisha radiallahu anha, he will have a severe punishment. But more than that, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. Everyone who spread the tale, everyone who enjoyed the gossip is going to be punished because of what they have done, what they have earned. So there are two things we need to know. Never accuse someone of something, especially when it comes to immorality, because false accusation is something major. And secondly, never become a person who enjoys gossip, because then you will be carrying tales. And when you carry tales, naturally, you will carry something that is wrong and you will earn an equal portion of the sin based on what you have done. So that is the one hadith that speaks about the major sins or the sins that we have been warned about. Al-muhlikat, they will destroy you